Good morning, Chapel. My name is Celeste Thomas. For those of you who may not know me, I am co-director of Multicultural and International Student Services. I am also the advisor to Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ and the Black Student Union. Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude toward the possibilities of peace. First, examine our attitude towards peace itself. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable. And we believe they can do it again. John F. Kennedy. Our theme throughout the month has been Hotep. Hotep is an Egyptian word that roughly translates as to be at peace. If you have watched the news as of late, you will be well aware of the need for peace in our world, in our country, in our state, in our very own community, as well as at EMU. We welcome you this morning to an opportunity to experience walking with us through our journey to share the hope and peace we strive for in the world. We welcome you to the final Black History Month Chapel.
Today, we stand together in solidarity with our brothers and sisters, robed in black. We unite with all of those who have been affected by racial slurs, police brutality, racial profiling, and systematic oppression.
We divide by our past, our present, our fears, our wounds, and our silence.
We are one person, but we struggle to all be one.
Teach us to remember, teach us to listen, save us from forgetting.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures.
In a society where only 17% black men graduate with a bachelor's degree, where a black man is racially profiled as a threat, uneducated, or a gangster, where society watches over me like a vulture circling its prey, when will I get a chance to breathe? I feel as if I'm walking on a tightrope and everyone is waiting for me to fall. All I want to do in life is be successful and be a role model to the younger generation. So what now? Do I assimilate and let my voice be oppressed? Do I change in order to fit into white America? What about diversity and inclusion? Does this mean anything to you? Who will spread this awareness when I am gone? Will my community bear this burden of advocating? Where is the church? Why are they not speaking on this? Countless nights go by and I stay up pondering these questions. What does it take for these fears and anxieties to go away? Honestly, this storm is too big for me to handle. Well, I guess I'll just throw in the towel. Time to give up. Is it too late? Society will always see me as a criminal, and the system will continue to find a way to put me on hold. The church will never take charge in expressing the importance of diversity and inclusion. The society I live in will continue to point the finger and blame others. Where is the peace in this society? Where in this society can I call my home? But then I remember, I'm not alone, that this storm is not too big for me, that God is with me, that in every storm that we encounter, God can calm the storm, that not only can I conquer my fears of graduating, I can find peace knowing that God will give me strength to keep pushing through and telling his gospel and enlightening me on how important diversity and inclusion is. God gives me peace in continuing his work. His kingdom will be glorious for everyone. God is my protection. God is my peace in this storm. I stand here to say, no matter how big your storm may be, no matter how different your storm is to the person next to you, you can find peace in your storm. You are never alone.
Teach us to weep, compassionate one. Turn our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. Open your eyes that we may see.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures.
Beyond a storm where blue sky still cradles the morning, in the cladding where shafts of light hold black the shadows of ancient wood, beyond conflict and pain and inhumanity of men, beyond duty and this journey that has seemed so long, beyond the history that has brought me to this sacred place, this spiritual sanctuary, this peace, this silence, this love. We have inner peace. It helps to keep us calm. It makes us feel so safe whenever we feel it. It is in there, inside. There to call upon when we need it most. It helps calm us.
We meant well. We thought we were doing God's will. We did not see the face of God in each other.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new storms.
I dream of a world of peace, where people can live a life of ease, world where there is no difference between rich or poor, life being pleasant forevermore. I dream of a world of happiness, where there is no sight of selfishness, where each and everyone can get their needs and have belief in their deeds. I dream of a world of kindness, where people can know that the value of love is priceless, where people can realize that of earth, we are all children, and to have a kind heart is better for all men. I dream of a world of loving mates, where people can realize all are great, where people can know that in this earth, with a kind heart, people must give birth. I dream of a world of peace where people can live a life of ease.
Together we should stand, for Lord, through your ministry, you've taught us how to stand for freedom and justice too.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures.
When I think of peace, I see myself in a world where I can truly be myself. Who I choose to be, where I can just let go and be comfortable with who I am. A world with no hatred, racism, or pain. A world where no one is judged or criticized. A place with equality and value of people's lives. A time of joy and togetherness where no one is thought of as good or evil. Where creed or color is not looked at as right or wrong, good or bad. Where no one is offensive, cruel, or rude. A place that makes it possible to stay in a good mood. When I think of peace, I see a gentle wave lapping up a beach, the smile shared between a mother and her child, the silence of peace and quiet, the lack of hatred, war, and riots. One day, nations will come together and be as one, just as the Lord wanted it to be. We are all one people, put together in one world. When I think of peace, I see a better world for all of us.
We are one person, but we struggle to all be one.
Teach us to remember, teach us to listen,
save us from the beginning. Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures.
Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only achieve by understanding. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Together, we will proclaim the value of black bodies. We will destruct the discriminating stereotypes that have legalized black death, criminalized our black boys and girls, and dehumanized our women and men.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process at gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, and quietly building new structures.
In order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you. The idea of describing who I am used to be frightening. I am more than just a young black female. People don't want to know who I am because in their minds I am just that, a young black female. As a whole, blacks get categorized under one big list, but the idea that gives me strength and the power I want to break out. I am more than just what is seen on the outside, and knowing this gives me peace. I find peace in myself when I can surprise people and show them who I really am. I find peace knowing that I know who I am and no one else can define me. I find peace in being me and looking back at the old me to see how far I've come. I find peace in me when there are others working against me. In me, I find peace.
Together, we will boldly name the unjust acts throughout our campus, the unwarranted microaggressions, racial slurs, and shamelessly prejudiced acts. Yet we're honest enough to also name the reality that resides within these four walls, for we too have been unjust. In our ignorance, we too have persecuted. Without warranty, we too have closed doors, consequently silencing certain voices in order to idolize others.
Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a personal process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures.
Peace in society will not happen unless we can find peace in ourselves. But where does that peace come from? This is something that I struggled with over the last year or so. Everyone talks about peace, but does anyone truly show it? Does anyone truly live it? How can we live lives of peace when every situation we go through causes us worry? Or how can we live lives of peace when our brothers and sisters of the human race are being persecuted because of the color of their skin or because of what they believe in does not align with their expectations? How do we find peace in the midst of a world that turns to shame people on media who don't fit in or turns to war and guns for every disagreement? These issues cause outrage, hatred, and conflict within ourselves and among each other. Where is the peace in that? Where is the love in that? How do we enforce this idea of peace on each other when we ourselves do not have peace in us? For me, I gain peace through my faith. Peace is what I believe in. I find peace when I stand on God. God is a God of peace, love, justice, grace, and mercy. My faith anchors my soul in a world that is filled with chaos and calamity. God shows power in any and every situation if you allow him the space to come in. And I am not standing here trying to convince you to believe in God, but my question to you is, what do you believe in? What is going to keep you grounded? What will give you peace in the insanity of this world? Because this world is always going to be chaotic in one way or another, but that does not mean that you have to get lost in it. Find peace within yourself, and you can spread peace around you.
Peace is a daily process.
Peace is a weekly process.
Peace is a monthly process.
Peace is a personal process.
Peace gradually changes opinions.
Peace slowly erodes old barriers.
Peace quietly builds new structures.
Black justice matters. Black freedom matters. And black lives matter.
Hotep.
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 Hotep. Hotep. Hotep.
Can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free, 'cause you see.
shackles off my feet. Amen. If we could please have the BSU, the gospel choir, and the dancers just come here on the steps here this morning, just for an opportunity to just say thank you to you all for a wonderful month of thought-provoking and heart-provoking programs. As you see, we are few in number, but mighty in praise and mighty in actions. And so if we could just give them a round of applause for all of the hard work that they have put in this month. Thank you all. Job well done. Please join the BSU on Friday, this Friday, from 10 to 12 in the game room for hangouts. And that is just an opportunity for everyone to come together. Everyone is welcome to come, play music, play games, just hang out, converse, just have a good time. Thank you, Chapel, for joining us. We ask that you leave, as you leave here, that you reflect upon your experience this morning and walk not only along with us, but also with others who were in the margins. In the words of my soror, Nikki Giovanni, in the name of peace, they waged the wars. Ain't they got no shame? Don't just talk about it, be about it. If you don't stand for something, then you will fall for anything. Hotep. Thank you.